Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy but warmer, high near 40 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 22, 22 also in Burlington, Milwaukee 23 and 23 in Racine. Kenosha police still investigating a call around daybreak or so of multiple shots being fired either toward or into homes in the vicinity of 18th to 19th Avenues and between about 58th to 60th Streets. At one point, squad officers were told to be watching for a car last heading westbound on 60th Street. Reports from that scene indicate there were shell casings located as evidence. City of Racine's pursuit of a nuisance property designation against the now-closed Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor is moving to court this afternoon. Last weekend, ahead of a due process hearing, the operator voluntarily surrendered the liquor license. It still allowed the business to stay open, but then the next day, city moved on the request of the police chief to declare it a nuisance property, with the summons and the complaint leading to the hearing this afternoon. Also this week came word that operator Candace Ali has been summoned to court later this month on three misdemeanor charges connected to the store's handling and sale of cigarettes. The White Box Incentive Program is through the Racine Redevelopment Authority, and it will support providing limited financial help to the owners of certain older buildings in parts of the city for upgrading those facilities for newer code requirements.
During the budget process, we set aside $100,000 to do a white box incentive. The idea would be, and this is, white box is a real estate term, putting spaces in the condition to be leased.
Meanwhile, City Development Director Amy Conley called the White Box Incentive Program a way to bridge the gap between the new code requirements and their fit with those older buildings.
And we want to make sure that we're putting all of our City of Racine buildings on a level playing field with some of the newer developments that may be outside the city. So this is our attempt to try to incentivize developers, building owners, and new leasees in a vacant space to white box their buildings in order to bring them up to code.
The program calls for up to $20,000 per project, with $100,000 in the Intergovernmental Revenue Fund available. The CN Railroad crossing on Chestnut Street in Burlington is closed today through next Wednesday for repairs. City website indicates the sidewalk on the south side of Jefferson Street at the crossing by Bridge Street also closed until all the proper materials have been put back into place. The sidewalk on the north side of Jefferson Street is staying open for the crossing of the tracks. Kenosha police report there were six heroin-related overdose cases in the past few days, and one of them was a fatality. It's a concentrated number, like it might suggest a bad batch of heroin in the area. That, according to Captain Thomas Hanchey, says there are obvious risk with any illegal drug use, but he says they are looking into all six incidents trying to determine the source of that heroin. And a Racine County jail inmate, John Stempy of Caledonia, is facing some more charges. He allegedly attacked a sheriff's deputy who was escorting him and some other prisoners back to their cells from court appearances. Stempy is 58, reportedly lunged at a deputy in a hallway, swung his hands at her head. She deflected the blow to her shoulder. Another inmate then intervened, took Stempy to the ground. Criminal complaint says Stempy also alleged to have threatened deputies and that one inmate. He does have a criminal history of battery and resisting. It's the latest in a series of recent assaults on jail and juvenile detention staff members. Sturtevant's Plan Commission last night gave its conceptual approval to the plans for remodeling the Sportsplex at Renaissance Business Park for housing Racine Unified's Real School. But several more permits, that is, are still needed before this project can begin. Eric Migrin from Partners in Design outlining the plans for the school portion of the building.
What we're proposing here is 21 classrooms, a cafeteria, some offices. For approximately, they're planning for approximately 525 students and 33 teachers or staff. The sports facility will remain up here, the two indoor soccer fields and the basketball courts.
The village engineer, Jeff Seitz, though, is still with some concerns about the number of parking spaces available at that site, which will continue to host sporting events. The conditional use permit and the sign permit, those issues expected to be discussed at the next meeting. The Plan Commission last night in Sturtevant also approving a conditional use permit to allow the Living Faith Lutheran Church to occupy space in a small strip mall on 8700 Durand Avenue. Church had been holding its services at Sportsplex. Amendments to sign standards at shopping sites in Racine, well, those have focused in recent times around Regency Mall. But a minor change proposed at the Elmwood Plaza for the new Save-A-Lot food store in the center section, that won easy support from the City Plan Commission. Deputy Planner Matt Sadowski noting the amendment is for the use of blue non-illuminated letters not within the standards to go with the red for the word save on the building.
Two sign displays are proposed on the east and west facades of the building. There have always been signs here. Racine Produce put their signs there in the past. Goldblatt's, when they were there, they had their signs there. So this has always been the area on the building for those occupants of that space to advertise.
The Save-A-Lot food store's logo also to be on the pylon sign along Durant Avenue, but only in red letters underneath the Elmwood Plaza lettering. Mount Pleasant Village board members looks like they're going to support the community development director's job going to the current interim director, Sam Schultz, who replaced Logan Martin, who left for the private sector with S.E. Johnson. A formal vote still has to come with the full village board, also a negotiated salary. Clement Obongwa is Kenosha County's new director of the Division of Highways and the County Highway Commissioner, unanimously approved by the county board this week. He had worked in the past for the city of Kenosha as well as the State Department of Transportation. Donald Trump's election as president, how it occurred, where it may lead, the subject of a little presentation last night by Carthage College political science professor Gerald Mass, talking to a crowd of about 100 at Racine's Gateway campus. Professor Mass, among other things, said it's going to be interesting to analyze the GOP replacement to the Affordable Care Act, given a number of the Obamacare components are popular with voters.
My guess is they'll just make it stingier. It'll be a stingier kind of Obamacare. How would that look? What would that look like? With less support from the federal government for the Medicaid components of the policy. Less subsidies for working class people going into the federal marketplace. Right? Which means some people are going to not get coverage. Some people are going to fall out of coverage.
The gathering last night sponsored by the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice and Racine Interfaith Coalition. And this Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock in Kenosha at Beth Hillel Temple near Library Park, an event to support immigrants and refugees will be held in conjunction with National Day of Jewish Action for Refugees. Rabbi Dina Feingold says the Kenosha event will tie into other similar gatherings around the country in response to the president's executive order that bans travel from certain countries, a lower court suspending the travel ban, and yesterday the Ninth Circuit Court upheld that ruling. Sunday afternoon's gathering to include opening statements with guest speakers, a silent candlelight walk around Library Park, prayer, and songs of solidarity. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.